This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The majority of the Steamboat Springs community is opposed to a four-day school week. The school district sent out a survey at the request of the local teachers union. There were 1,157 responses. 20% of those were school district employees. Close to 57% of those who responded are against the Steamboat Springs school district moving forward with exploring a four-day school week. The neighboring districts of Hayden and Scirocco and Moffat County are all on a four-day school week. The heavy deep snow is melting. Spring runoff is really starting to flow. Sand is out for residents of the city of Steamboat Springs who might need it. A pile of sand is by Staley Park for the Butcher Knife Flood Station. Sand is also at Short and James Streets. Contact the Streets Department if you need to pick up some sandbags. Call 911 if you have a flooding emergency. Another house in Steamboat Springs has been added to the Register of Historic Places. It's the Drake Atha House, which is on the corner of 7th and Oak. It's now the Community Ag Alliance Building, some other nonprofits. Used to be Photo Express. It was built in 1918 in the Craftsman Bungalow style. It was the winter home of Ralph and Delia Drake, who were cattle ranchers near Moon Hill along the Elk River. The vaccine bus is in Route County Wednesday and Thursday. This is for flu and COVID-19 vaccines. The bus will be at the Stockbridge Transit Center from 9 to 5. The big move continues in Moffat County this week for county offices, with the exception of Roden Bridge. Staff is moving from the old courthouse into the new one in the old Kmart building at 1198 West Victory Way. County offices do not have access to email or phone service until next Monday at the new courthouse. Moffat County Courts and Probation and the District Attorney's offices, they will start moving on Friday. Exterior construction isn't finished yet because of all the snow this winter. An official dedication of the new courthouse is planned for September 9th. The Ute Indian Powwow Dance Performance and History Presentation returns tonight. Members of the Ute Tribe from the Uinta and Ouray Reservation will perform 6 o'clock. It's at Steamboat Springs High School, presented by the Tread of Pioneers Museum, and it's free. Register for Steamboat Youth Baseball through this Thursday. This is for players ages 4.5 to 14. Sign up at yampabaseball.org. Registration is also open for adult volleyball leagues, both grass and sand and Steamboat, as well as summer adult softball. Register through steamboatsprings.net. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at KRAIRadio.com.